According to an article at the USA Today website, sleeping pill use is on the rise and risky patterns have emerged from it. It's not known how many people take sleeping pills by accident, as Carrie Kennedy says she did. That resulted in a drugged driving acquittal last week for the daughter of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy. But increasing numbers are taking pills on purpose and often in risky ways, using them in old age and combining them with other sedating drugs, the latest research says. About 3.5% of U.S. adults, or 6 million people, reported using prescription sleeping pills in a one-month period in 2009-2010, up 2% from a 1999-2000 study, according to the Harvard Medical School. So it looks like the pattern of people not being able to sleep and trying to medicate themselves to sleep is emerging, and that is certainly dangerous. I hope you didn't fall asleep listening to this commentary, or if you did, it's better than taking a sleeping pill. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.